And hello, guys. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Jose. Grateful to be here with you guys for the day. So before we get started, we're going to do our announcements like we always do. But before we dive into that, I do need to make a little disclaimer notice. Not a disclaimer. So I'm pretty sure you guys have noticed the past couple of shows. I haven't even noticed this either. Our ad at the beginning is not playing. That's because Anchor, I guess, has morphed into Spotify, and now, you know, the ad that, you know, was about Anchor is not there anymore. So, I know I said it last week. I didn't know about it until last week, so I'll just let you guys know about that. The second thing, you may or may not hear the phone in the background ringing, and the only reason why it's on is because, I need to be listening in case, because, you know, my grandmother, nothing's wrong with her. She's fine. She's just in the hospital today. She had surgery. She's doing fine. I just need to listen for the phone or anything. But other than that, just in case you guys hear that, but with our normal announcements like we always do, make sure you guys are following us on our social media links at Facebook and Twitter at wildbyanimals.com. It's a great way to stay connected, be a part of the wild family. Included in those is also, you'll see a link somewhere on those social medias below where you guys can send me your questions and I can answer them live while the show is going on. Included in that, if you want me to do any special birthday shout-outs, happy wedding, anything, any shout outs, that's also included in that deal, included as well. And with that being said, we do have some future updates that could be coming. With that being said, with the ad being gone, I have been debating about putting up a subscription thing. I don't know the full terms of it yet. I gotta look into it. But I, you know, nothing crazy expensive or anything. Just something, you know, just something very affordable. I don't even know if you can set the price now, but like I said, this is nothing set in stone. It's just me just putting it out there. So just be on the lookout for that if something, new does come up. But with that being said, with all that jumbo mumbo out of the stuff, how are you guys doing today? I hope you're doing well, achieving all your goals, all that good stuff. So today we also had another request, from a very, very, very good friend of mine. Her name is Sienna, and let me tell you, she loves capybaras. Like, just a little roundabout story. So about a couple weeks ago was my birthday, and we went to Zoo World. They had capybaras there. Sienna was there. Like I said, Sienna's a great friend. Love her to death. If you hear this, Sienna, I love you. The girl loves capybaras. So she requested this video, so I'm doing it for her. I hope she enjoys it. I hope you guys enjoy it too. And with that being said, we'll be back after this break. Hey guys, this is Jose from Wild About Animals. I just wanted to throw this in and be like, if you guys have any requests for any future podcasts, make sure you leave them on Facebook, and then I'll make sure I put them on a list, and I'll let you guys know if you're there. Back to the show we go. All right, guys, if you're ready to talk about capybaras, let's dive into it. Now, the main thing that people probably know about capybaras is they're basically the largest rodent in the world. But the cool thing about it is that capybaras also are many names. Like, just, you know, in South America, they're in capybara. But now, my Spanish is not the best, so we're going to try to do this the best way we can. You know, in Brazil, they're called capivara. In Bolivia, they're called but basically, capybaras have multiple names. If you want to look them up, you can go Google those yourself, because I'm not going to butcher them with my bad language skills. But anyway, capybaras are the biggest rodent in the rodent family and in the world. They're basically, if you look at them, they're probably about the size of an average size of a dog. But they're pretty big. They're pretty big. With that being said, they usually, if you see them, they usually have small heads, which contrasts to their large barrel-shaped bodies. And if you look at their feet, they have slightly webbed feet with a non-existent tail, with their hind legs being longer than their forelegs. And they have four toes on each foot. Now, you're probably wondering, well, Jose, what do they have these webbed feet for? Well, capybaras live a very amphibious lifestyle where they live in the water, and they can live on land as well. In fact, with them being so big, capybaras are actually pretty good swimmers and can actually swim for quite a bit of time. They can even dive for about 5 minutes or so and hold their breath and because of that, they can actually sleep in the water with their nose sticking above the waterfront so they can breathe, obviously. And with that, speaking of the nose, they have a very blunt nose while their eyes and their ears both rest on the top of their head. And the fur covers their whole entire body. Usually it's like a brownish red color, but that's usually the best. That's just the normal color that you'll see with capybaras. And the fun fact about those is females typically tend to be bigger than males. But capybaras typically don't get any heavier than 66 kilograms. But they typically flatline about 56, usually. That's usually where they usually flatline at. All right, now with that being said, where do capybaras live? Well, capybaras live all over South America. Chile is the only place that they have not been seen, but usually all over South America, the continent, they're usually there living in vast types of environments with either grasslands or rainforests with rivers. You know, they have to live by the water. And usually with capybaras, they live to about 10 years or so, and they live in family groups. But their groups can range from 10 to 20, but they can get even as massive as 100 different individuals of capybara. Now, with that being said, you're probably wondering, well, Jose, since these things are so big, there's obviously nothing that can eat the capybara. Well, that's where you're wrong. Capybaras are preyed on by caiman, which are, if you look that up, is like a smaller variant of alligator or crocodile, I guess, jaguars, anacondas, and pumas. And I say pumas like mountain lions, and for those people who know, they live in the Central America area, so they're usually found there too. But those are their main threats. But the cool thing about capybaras is if you guys have seen, there's been like a bunch of pictures, and the person who recommended Sienna probably knows what we're about to talk about. Capybaras are usually very chill. Like, there's been pictures of them chilling with caiman, with them chilling with other animals. Capybaras are really chill. So with that being said, you know, most of the time, their main defense is their numbers. Because obviously with a big group of capybara, you're not just going to just jump in and try to attack one. But now if it's an individual by itself, or an older animal, or a baby capybara, I'm pretty sure predators will take the opportunity to snatch one up if they can. Now, with that being said, you're probably wondering, well, when it comes to these big animals, Jose, well, what do they do in their daily routine? Well, most of the day, capybaras usually just chill in the sun, relax. They may get up to go, you know, eat and graze until the evening. The cool thing about capybaras is they do very similar behaviors like pigs do when it comes to mud. They use the mud to control their temperature. Basically, if it gets too hot, they'll roll around in the mud, and then they'll keep redoing this routine until they get a cooler temperature. But most of the time, capybara don't really do much. They kind of just sit there. Their diet usually consists of grass and aquatic plants, and sometimes they can even eat fruit and even bark strip from trees. Fun fact about capybaras, and this is a fun fact about all rodents, is capybaras have to constantly chew to keep their teeth from growing, because rodents' teeth continuously will grow. And basically, if they don't gnaw it down, basically what that means is it will continue growing, and it's been said that they will grow through their skull if they do not gnaw. So if you see, you know, rodents like rats and mice, and capybaras included, will eat bark or chew on bark. That's basically to keep their teeth from filing down. But they also eat plants, basically. Now, this is a very shocking, interesting information that we dug up about them. It's been shown by scientists that they eat their own poop. Now, you're probably wondering, well, Jose, why do capybaras do this? Well, the interesting thing about this is basically they've evolved a response to the body's difficulty digesting vegetable matter. And a lot of plant-eating animals actually have this problem, because their digestive tract can only get as so much nutrients as they can from the plant. And so some animals have to eat more, or some will eat rocks to kind of keep that digestion going. Well, the capybara does this because it's hard for them to digest their food. So basically they eat the poop again because it's been digested. So it's easier to digest the second time. This allows them to get more nutrition from their meals, and it also reclaims any water they may have lost when they poop. It kind of goes hand in hand with, like, stomach contents, but it's kind of a unique ability. But this has also been shown in cows. I've actually heard that cows will do this too. So that's kind of interesting that capybaras will do this as well. Now, diving into some more things, they're very vocal animals. Capybaras have been known to make a wide variety of sounds that includes barking, grunting, purring, squealing, even whining noises. They can even chatter their teeth. So these guys are very loud. and they will make noise. And with that being said, how do capybaras help us? Well, there have been people who keep capybaras as pets. I do not agree with that because I feel like capybaras deserve to be in the wild. But I mean, if it's one of those situations where it's a rescue and it can't be released into the wild, that's a difference. But the indigenous people there usually would hunt these animals for meat and fur. And basically, capybara meat and fur is also in high demand because it's basically commonly provided by farmed capybaras because people down there can keep capybara as farm animals. But farmers have also been known to kill wild ones to remove competition from their grazing herds. But with that being said, you know, capybaras are not a risk of being endangered or anything. Their numbers are pretty high. So I don't really think that they have really a chance of, you know, no risk of extinction anytime soon. But, you know, with the environmental conflicts that are going on in South America, that's not to say that they're protected from that as well. Now we're going to dive into some very interesting information. With that being said, going back to what I was saying with capybaras being very social animals, capybaras, from what scientists have seen, and this is just going back into that, have been labeled as one of the most sociable animals in the world, which means, like I said, they have groups of over 100. But that welcoming and friendly attitude is also extended to other animals, like I said it before. Like, they have been seen with caiman. Birds usually sit on top of their heads. They've also been seen with rabbits and monkeys and even dogs and cats. So it's like, capybaras don't even mind people. That's why I think they're easy to keep in captivity, because capybaras are so friendly and so sociable that you could probably just walk up to them and pet them. I'm pretty sure if my friend Sienna had got the opportunity to pet a capybara, she would have died. But I'm pretty sure, you know, it would have been an experience for her to actually see these animals up close. We saw them from a distance. With that being said, capybaras really don't have any, you know, they don't pose any danger to humans. They're pretty gentle. I don't really think you have anything to worry about them. The only thing is, you know, capybaras can spread disease, just like a lot of animals. But that's, you know, usually rare, because I'm pretty sure a lot of y'all aren't getting up close with these guys, especially down there. But with that being said, guys, we are done talking about capybaras for today. I do hope, Sienna, I hope you enjoyed today, and I hope all you listeners, you enjoyed today as well. With that being said, we'll be back to, you know, we'll have another show next week. I will be on spring break next week. So I will be posting one Wednesday, but then I'll be out of town from Thursday on afterwards from that. But with that being said, guys, I hope you guys have a great day. I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your week. Stay tuned and keep posting on all our social media links, and stay wild. And I hope you guys have a great night.